Many families live with a loved one who is living with dementia or another type of cognitive impairment. Dementia Action Week is coming up between the 15th and the 21st of September. We wanted to learn a little bit more about it, so 1015 has invited Dementia Doula to chat to us about it. And it's a big good morning to Leah Keating from LK Dementia Doula Services. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, Rosemary. Thank you. Good morning to you too.
Leah, most of our listeners have probably heard of the birth doulas, but a dementia doula, might this be a completely new concept, or can you paint us a picture of what you actually do day to day? When a family first reaches out to you, what does that journey look like?
Well, firstly, a dementia doula role is someone who, it's a more compassionate, non-clinical role, and it's supporting families from pre-diagnosis through end-of-life care. So it's about supporting the families, the carers who are caring for a loved one with dementia. But with every family, it will be different, because when dementia impacts a person, even if it's the same type of disease, everyone is different and it will affect people differently. So my role as a dementia doula, when I see families and I meet families for the first time, I see where they're at and what their needs are, because it will be very different, as I said, for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's about empowering the families, the carers, with knowledge and skills to be able to navigate this journey, being able to help their loved one living with the disease. So families might only see me once a month, or it might be a couple of times a month as the initial meeting with them. But because this disease is a slow progression, they might then give me a call in 6 weeks' time and say, "Hey, Leah, our loved one, things have changed. Any chance you can come back out?"
Wow. Now, Leah, dementia affects more than just the memory. It impacts families, friendships and daily life. Can you share with us how dementia might change the way that somebody experiences the world through their senses, or why understanding this is so incredibly important for families?
Yes, indeed. And I could talk about this for ages, so yes. I'll just touch on a few. But as a cognitive impairment, a disease of the brain, progresses, it affects our senses. And when we think of our senses, we've got more than five, but we mostly know our five main senses. Now, if we have an understanding of how the senses have affected a person living with dementia, then it will change the way we communicate and approach with that person. And when we have this understanding, it makes a world of difference. So for those that are listening to us, I'm going to ask Rosemary to hold her arms out in front, because I'm going to give you an example of understanding how our vision changes and how we approach someone. Mm-hmm. So if we have our arms out beside us and wiggle our fingers, we might see them slightly. That's our peripheral vision. We might need to bring it in a little bit, but it depends where we are. Normal aging comes in a small percentage as we age. But someone with a cognitive impairment, it goes from out there to in, like blinkers on a horse, mm-hmm. to binocular.
Yeah.
And if we can't see around us, and it's not just the sides, it's a below and above us. So if someone was to approach me from behind and I had a cognitive impairment and I'm not either seeing, hearing them come up, they can give me a fright. In turn, I might lash out, or just my arms throw out and I hit them. Now, as a carer, and I've been caring for my loved one all night, I'm exhausted, and I come around and I was just asking if they wanted a cup of tea, and all of a sudden they've hit me. I'm now frustrated. Uh-huh. But if I had that understanding of walking around and approaching them from the front till they see me first before I approach, it can help a lot of people and a lot of families in understanding that. So that's just one, but I could talk about many more.
Leah, but I'm just thinking, we need to talk to you quite a bit more. Would you stay with me, please? And we'll just go to a song break and we'll come right back and finish talking.
No problem.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the microphone Leah Keating. And we are focusing on compassion and preserving the dignity in redefining dementia care, isn't it? What are some of the misconceptions people might still have about what life is like with dementia, Leah?
So, well, a big misconception that people have is when someone is diagnosed with dementia, they think it means stop living and that they can't do things for themselves. Now, in most cases, you can continue to do as much things as possible and just be supported by a few changes that you may be noticing. I tell families to make sure all their affairs are in order and then just keep on living. Go out and do as much as you can for as long as you can.
And Leah, what does a dementia-friendly community look like with practice?
Well, a dementia-friendly community can be a place of acceptance and understanding, a place where you can go and be welcomed no matter who you are or the difference, the different things you may say or do. It's like a warm hug to be able to go somewhere and, you know, no matter what your day is bringing, you're welcomed wherever you go. It's not just for the person living with dementia, but it's also their families and their carers, you know, who are walking along with the person living with dementia. The biggest thing that I hear from families when I see them is when there's a diagnosis of dementia within the family, their friend circles are very scared, become very small, and it's really, really sad. And they're the ones that need our support just as much as the person living with dementia.
Absolutely. Now, Leah, you're doing some free presentations across the Moreton Bay Regional Libraries to help build a more dementia-friendly community. For families who are trying to understand the condition and want to know more, when and where is all of this happening?
Yes, that's right. So with the presentations that I do, I go a bit more into the senses and the other senses that affect our cognitive impairment. But also it's about understanding what we can do and give you some skills and a few little strategies. So we've got the next one coming up actually at Caboolture Library tomorrow at 10:30. And then we've got Bribie Island coming up on the 6th of August and Arana Hills Library on the 16th of August. Call them today. The phone number is 5433 2000, and you can book in to any of the libraries.
Now, Leah, that's hugely important. It's 1 hour out of your life. Hey, how about that?
Yes.
And you can learn heaps of information. And mainly for the carer, I should imagine. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, yes.
Because,
and it's not just the carer, it's the friends.
As well.
Yes.
Yes.
And when I find that people see, even if I'm on a stand at an expo or something and they see Dementia Doula and they're like, oh, no, that's not me. If you turn it around and think, how prepared are you to support a friend, a neighbour, a loved one who is living with this disease?
Right.
If you look at the statistics, we are the second leading cause of death in Australia, about to overtake the number one, which is cardiac heart disease. But for us ladies, it's the number one disease.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So we need so much more understanding and knowledge.
We certainly do. Leah Keating from LK Dementia Doyen Services, keeping our community connected and informed. And if you need to listen to this again, head to the 1015fm.com.au website and search podcast. Leah, thanks so much for coming in and speaking to us. And people, remember, in the Caboolture area tomorrow, 23rd of July, from 10:30 until just 11:30, 1 hour out of your life that may absolutely stand you in good stead. And then Bribie, Wednesday, the 6th of August. Head to the 1015 website, as I said, to get more dates. We'll have those there for you. Thanks, Leah.
Thank you, Rosemary.